This is the Bates Bobcast, our weekly podcast that takes a look at the week that was in Bates Athletics. My name is Aaron Morrison. This week we preview the track and field season with head coach Curtis Johnson. Plus, the basketball teams are both off to 2-2 starts as we check in with a pair of star guards. That's coming up on the Bates Bobcast. The Bates men's basketball team split a pair of games against opponents from Maine last week, falling 73-64 at Southern Maine on Tuesday before bouncing back to defeat the University of New England 87-57 on Sunday. Sophomore guard Jameer Primer had a big week for Bates, tallying a game-high 20 points on 7-11 shooting at USM and recording 10 points on 4-6 shooting against UNE. And for that, Jameer Primer is our male Bobcat of the week. Well, Jameer, now a sophomore here at Bates, tell me a little about what you've been kind of working on to, you know, improve from year one to year two, because pretty successful year one, but obviously things are working out so far in year two as well, right?
So I think mainly for me, it's just, just being more comfortable, and especially with the ball in my hand a little bit more. Last year, you know, being a freshman, I came in, there were other guys that, I could kind of cater to. I think this year, my role with the ball in my hands is, a little bit more. So kind of just getting comfortable with that has been my biggest focus.
I've really noticed your three-point shooting has really improved since you were first at Bates, even at the end of last year. What have you been working on to improve the three-point shooting?
Definitely just, getting a ton of shots up, whether that's, before practice, preseason, after practice. And I think that's also comes with, just being comfortable with the ball in my hand, knowing that my teammates want me to take those shots, and whether miss or make, they still want me to take those shots.
Excellent. Then you and Steph obviously are both, guards. How do you kind of divvy up who's, running the offense? How does that kind of work during the game?
Good question. I would say we kind of just, feed off each other. I kind of just read his movements and, the way he play. If I feel like he's going to benefit in the situation, or I'm going to benefit in the situation, I'll take over, or, he'll take over. Kind of just, making reads and, seeing where we have the advantage and taking advantage.
For this year's team, it was a nice win over UNE the other day. Everyone got to play. Was it cool to see the young guys get the opportunity, or some of the guys don't normally get to play as much? They got some points there, right?
Yeah, it was great. It was great to see, the group of guys, come in and handle business. And it was just amazing for the bench to see, Cam, Garv, Dave, and, all the young guys get in and get that first college game under their belt. I know a couple of them scored, so I'm just happy for them. They're great teammates. I couldn't ask for a better group of teammates, honestly.
Excellent. Then last year, obviously, you got your first taste of the NESCAC.
Yes.
Coming from Long Island, you maybe not have been familiar with the conference before. What did you learn about it, through all of last year playing in that conference?
It's a tough conference. Every game is a rough game. You're going to have to fight to win it. I had really no knowing of what the NESCAC was like. It's really a hard-nosed, tough conference. All teams are able to win each and every night, and I think we're prepared for conference play, and it's just going to be for us a fight every game. So we're prepared, we're excited for it.
Excellent. You've got some non-conference games obviously this month here in December, mostly at home, but then a lot of road games I noticed after that. So you guys prepared to hit the road for quite a bit here?
Yes. Actually, coach Coach actually spoke about that a little bit, preparing and kind of knowing that we have a lot of road games coming up. And I think we're prepared for it. We love having games here in alumni, but it's honestly just a mentality for us, whether we're playing here, whether we're on the road, it's the same principles, the same goals, and at the end of the day, we're going to come out and fight for a W.
Excellent. Well, by the time people listen to this, you guys will probably be playing, hustling in the middle of the game. But give me some keys to victory tonight.
Defense. Yeah. Defense. We have to, you know, rebound and defend. And, you know, coach is big, you know, on offense, just us playing, allowing the offense to come to us. But I think big for us today is going to be our defense, pretty much setting the tone defensively early on.
Great. Jameer Primer, thanks so much for joining us on the Bobcast. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
The women's basketball team fell to WPI by a count of 56-54 in a tight contest Sunday at Alumni Gym. Senior captain Megan Graff had a huge game for the Bobcats, scoring a game-high 28 points on 11-24 shooting while knocking down 4-5 three-pointers as well. She is now 7th on the Bates all-time career scoring list. Megan Graff is our female Bobcat of the week. Well, Meg, obviously a new-look team this year for the Bobcats. You know, through four games, we're talking on a Tuesday. By the time people listen to this, you would have played Husson. But just tell us a little about, you know, this new-look squad and what your role is this year as, you know, the senior captain.
I think it's super exciting, definitely having just a bunch of new roles being filled, obviously. I mean, I'm sure, like, you've talked about it, our coaches talked about it, but graduating seniors who, you know, played their all their 4 years, and so now having these roles filled, I think it's super exciting. It's giving people an opportunity to step up, and I think it being our fourth game of the season, it's going to take some time to fully transition and get used to having new roles, lineups, and all that, but definitely, like, really exciting. And I think my role as a senior and a leader on the team is just being as supportive as I can be, trying to, you know, just be a leader on and off the court, being a facilitator, and helping to, like, transition into this new dynamic team as quick as we can.
And the game against WPI was really close, obviously. Yeah. Back and forth kind of all game. Really the first close game of the season. So some of these youngsters kind of found out what that means, right?
Yeah. I think, I mean, what a great game. Like, even despite it being such a tough loss, it's definitely, like, those games are such learning moments. And I think, you know, it's just being able to learn from a close game like that. I mean, the margin of error is so small. And it just, I mean, I think it shows how sharp we have to be. But honestly, like, such a fun game to play in. I think we can all say that, and also a great game to learn from, too, early on in the season.
And for you personally, your three-point shot was really clicking in that game.
Yeah.
Is that something you've been working on a lot?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think, you know, just being a senior, you know, everyone starts scouting you and scouting your tendencies. So just finding that versatility with my own game and being able to score from the three, from the mid-range, and then obviously inside the paint too. But having that versatility there is something that I've definitely tried to work on.
I know we've talked before about, you know, you got some coaching experience during the pandemic and everything.
Yeah.
is coaching something you're still kind of looking at in terms of a future possibly?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard being a senior and making these decisions.
Yeah.
But I've definitely thought a lot about coaching. I've thought a little bit about continuing to play. So we'll see. Everything's still up in the air, but
yeah, certainly. And obviously, you know, for Husson and for some of these other non-conference games coming up, what are some things the team's really focused on here?
I think, you know, just getting everyone comfortable in their position they're in. I think having, you know, a new starting five, and just having more people getting more in-game experience is so important. And to get that early on in the season just gets everyone comfortable on the floor. I think it's a great opportunity to try different rotations and all that. But also, I think it's great that we get the opportunity to not have our conference season start right away, because that just gives us more, like I said, game experience.
Yeah, certainly. And you had that non-conference game against Tufts, a NESCAC team, to start the year. I mean, that was kind of a welcome to the NESCAC moment for a lot of players on the team, probably, right?
Yeah, definitely. Such a great opportunity to start the season despite the outcome. I think it was just great to right away, it just like highlights what we need to work on, what we need to be better at, and that's definitely something to build off, but also taking into consideration that is our first game of the season, and there's nothing's going to be perfect the first game.
Something exciting for the team, going to Puerto Rico for a couple games later this month. How excited are you for that opportunity?
Oh, I'm really excited. I've actually been bragging a little bit because typically you only will get to go once in your 4 years, but since I took a year off, this will be like my second trip. We went to Atlanta my freshman year, and then this year we'll be going to Puerto Rico, which obviously is a little bit more exciting.
Right.
Both of them were great, or it is going to be great, but really exciting, and also playing teams that are super talented, really solid teams. So I think it'll be a good balance of nice some warm weather, but also some great competition too.
Yeah, what's it like being quote-unquote a fifth-year senior now?
Yeah, I think it comes with a lot of jokes about being old and washed up. No, I'm just kidding. But it's honestly great. I think we have such a great culture and team that it's special just to be able to arguably have some more experience within our program and kind of just teaching the underclassmen, especially the first years, what our culture, what our expectations are like, and ultimately just like appreciating playing my last year of basketball.
Great. Well, Meg, thank you so much for joining us on the Bobcast. And folks, check out GoBatesBobcats.com for the results of Tuesday evening's game here against Husson. And thanks again.
Thank you.
The track and field season gets underway a little earlier this year for Bates, with select runners competing at Boston University this Saturday before the meat of the schedule begins in January. Head coach Curtis Johnson gives us a preview. Early start this year for some of the runners, at least. Tell us about the meet. You have a few of the cross-country runners competing in this weekend, right?
Yeah, so cross-country runners, but also one of our captains, throwers, a familiar name, Liam Byrne. So on the men's side, we have Liam Byrne in the weight throw coming off an amazing cross-country season. We have Eli Bosch-Dining going to run the 5K, and Ned Farrington's going to run the 3K. On the women's side, Big Jill, she's going to make her season opener debut in the 3K. And obviously, we know she came off another impressive cross-country season. So we know we don't compete often in December, but sometimes, you know, when the iron is hot, you know, perfect time to see what we can do. We love the way our team is looking so far, and what better time to get a good season opener in December.
And it's a fast track there, right?
Yes, you know, arguably the fastest on the East Coast, and some might even say across the nation. So Boston University or BU's, Sharon Collier, Danville, season opener. It's really fun. There's going to be some of the best runners from all divisions competing, you know, so you're going to see, you know, the Division I, you know, NCAA cross-country champ Caitlin Towey, who she's, you know, just a pro runner waiting to happen. Some of the best runners from East and West Coast coming here, many of which, if they were having a stellar cross-country season, a lot of coaches like-minded are like, hey, let's get a good fast time in a 3K, 5K. We won't send the full team. Most of our team will stick to the traditional January start. But we're pumped to go to Boston and get some fire started for the season. And I can't wait to just get on the BU's bank track again and get everybody going around there, and Bernie in the circle, of course.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about the team this year in terms of who are the captains for both teams, the men and the women, and what's it like leading both teams now this season?
Yeah, it's a little bit intimidating. You know, this is a new era. You know, we have a big squad, near 120 combined. So going into this year on the women's side, you know, our cross-country captains are rolling over just to join our trio from the track. So Elizabeth, Jillian, and Jordan are going to join Alice, Abby, and Maddie for the track season and have a good group of six there for the women. Merging our program like this, it's a big deal. So we really want to make sure people see that we are better together. The cross-country season really showed a new lens that we can be successful with a co-ed experience, and so we're going to keep with that momentum. On the men's side, I mentioned Liam Byrne as one of the captains. He's joined by Ryan Smith. We have Wyatt Bates, one of our jumpers, Colby Stockton-Pickering, Evan Cook, and, you know, similar to the women, really have somebody covering every event group. Does that happen all the time? No, but this is a special year where we have somebody from every event group that can be a leader. And that's going to be very helpful because especially the senior class, I think they have a lot of good co-ed energy that is going to help show us, you know, a lot of what our team's going to look like this year.
Great. What are some goals, you know, the team has in mind in terms of what they want to achieve, you know, in the indoor season and heading into outdoor?
Just winning culture. You know, anytime we have a Bates uniform on, we just want to put it out there. Last year, you know, the last 2 years were tricky, right? So just having a full season was something we were pumped to do. But now, you know, we can say, you know what, we're having a year. You know, we're going to go for it. Men were fourth at regionals, New England regionals last year, indoor and outdoor and cross country. If you so this year, you know, we know that we're bringing back a strong team. So being consistent with top four and better, that's a steep goal, but we're going to go for it. On the women's side, we, you know, we are coming off a very impressive fall, so we want to be a strong factor amongst our peers in the region. And some of that's going to take the form of individuals. Some's going to take the form of some of the best relays we'll see in a while. So I'm excited that the team's training is matching up with some of our goals that we left off with last year. And that's why we don't compete in December often, but that's why we know we can get off to an early start just to set the tone.
Excellent. Well, and you mentioned relays. I mean, is part of your job putting together the perfect relay teams for different events and whatnot? I mean, I know the DMR is big for indoor.
Yeah, so on the sprint side, you know, I take the lead on, you know, organizing that. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach Feldman, who what a great fall debut as a Bobcat. You know, he will really take the reins with the distance legs that get on those DMRs, and you know, there's also a 400 leg on there, so a sprinter involvement. The DMR is always a really fun team oriented event, just like the 4x4 and the 4x8. In terms of, you know, going into championships, 4x4 and DMR are the ones that are at the national level.
Right.
So I'd say that those can really dwindle down to being the priority later on. But we're always developing legs for the 4x8, 4x1, and 4x2 for the women indoor. So relays, it's a group effort, and that's something we want to carry with us going into the season.
Tell us about some of the home meets we have coming up in January, right?
Yes, so our traditional Bates Invitational and Multi, January 20th and 21st, that's always fun because the Multi winners get to kickstart us on Friday. Everybody's just, you know, coming back from dinner, cheering them on, and that gets us going incredibly hard for Saturday. We're hosting the main state meet this year, indoor for men and women. Last year it was combined, and this year it will be again.
Right.
What better timing when we're combining? Many people may not know this on the Bates campus, but the track and field New England championships for us is going to be combined for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So New England is going to be under one roof. That's going to be such a big help for coaches who coach both genders and can be under one roof and not have to worry about one team being in, you know, Western Mass and the other in Connecticut. So we are excited to host two meets at home. This is a very fast track, so when we can compete on our home track in February, we typically see really fast times and really big performances in the jumps and throws.
Yeah, I saw New England's this year. Is that at a venue I haven't seen before? Is that a newer venue, or what is that?
Yes, the New Balance Track Center. It is completely new to us. It is brand new, and it's a new premier New Balance-sponsored facility. So we're excited about that. We just switched sponsors to New Balance, so
yeah.
we are excited, and I don't know what that means, but we have an invitational there that will feature a lot of NESCAC teams mm-hmm. early in January, but also our New England championship will be there, so we'll have that first meet to preview the facility and the second one at our championships. It's a bank track with the hydraulic ability to go up and down, so you can run bank for some of the track races but lower it for the dashes. And so another state-of-the-art facility in New England, which is amazing for us because it's easy to travel to. But yeah, this is a year with a lot of new things across the region in terms of restructuring, but also for Bates cross country and track. So we're really pumped about this.
And for you, how did you use this fall? Because I mean, last year you were obviously running the cross country, the men's team, and this year you didn't have that responsibility. So how are you using the fall to prepare for the track season?
Yeah, I believe in a team-wide momentum. So even while, you know, we're getting prepared on the track side, making sure our track group, the sprint, I call it, the power group, can keep an eye out for the cross country team and actually see, look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
That gets us excited. So because, you know, I have cross country dear in my heart and still, we're not blind to what's happening in the fall. They're motivating us along the way. I'd say in my Bates, my time at Bates, and probably before, our contingent, our group support we had at the regional meet, which was every track athlete that could make it showed up at regionals cheering and making the amount of noise. We had a bigger support group, I think, than the host school. So that energy, I know the cross country group could tell that they had a lot of team support there, and that carries over into the indoor season. And so, you know, the best powerhouse track and field teams across the nation have really good co-ed chemistry, but also can be good all three seasons, cross, indoor, and outdoor. So that's what we want to do, continue to do.
Excellent. What are your thoughts you wanted to share on the upcoming track and field season? I know the main part of it doesn't start till January, but we do have this meet, obviously, this weekend.
Yeah, you know, we're building something special here, and I want to make sure that people know that we don't take for granted the fact that we have something new and special happening here. And the Bobcats are on fire right now in terms of team energy, and we're excited for the year to come.
All right, Curtis Johnson, head coach of the women's and men's track and field teams, thanks so much.
Thank you.
After a quiet Thanksgiving week, it's a busy first weekend of December for the Bobcats. With the squash teams hosting matches Friday through Sunday, the swimming and diving team heading to Saturday's Maine State meet in Waterville, and the basketball teams in action most of the week as well. Find the complete schedule online at GoBatesBobcats.com, and we'll recap it all next time on the Bates Bobcast.